Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah. Now, I want to start this episode by wishing you all a very happy new year and welcoming you to our first episode of 2019. Now, with the new year comes new resolutions, and I'm not a fan of them. And this is just because I will make a resolution and then just not stick to it, and then I feel awful, it doesn't work. So now I'm in favour of improving what I'm already doing just to create consistency. Now, lots of people at the start of the year, they want to be healthier, and that's a really good thing. And in this episode, we speak with the amazing health expert, Hannah Armour. She's incredibly passionate about food and fitness, and you'll hear her passion through the speakers, I promise you. Now, in this episode, we talk about how to remain healthy during change. I find that when people are going through change, they focus on the change itself, and then they tend to ignore their health. Can anyone else relate to this? I definitely can. So we will be talking about how to be fit despite being busy, and also we'll talk about good tasty food, because you know when you think of healthy food, you think, oh my gosh, it's going to taste awful. But no, we have some stuff for you. So sit back, relax and enjoy. So, hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Thank you for agreeing to come on the podcast today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, I'm just going to start with how we met.
Okay.
So, I started working here at King's in early February of this year.
Wow, yeah.
And yeah, you were already here at the time. And a few of us, we call ourselves the Breakfast Club. We sit there and we eat healthy breakfast.
Exactly. We all get to compare what we're eating for the day and
exactly
starting our day off right, which is what we like.
That's it. And we connected because, well, yeah. Hannah is very much into food and fitness, and you'll hear more about that today. But yeah, I was at that point, I was trying to become fitter and healthier, and now I'm looking a lot better, thank the Lord. So yeah, that's how we met,
and
she's amazing. So I hope you're really looking forward to this podcast today. So Hannah, do you want to just start by just telling us who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so obviously I'm currently working at King's, but that's coming to an end very, very, very soon. In the background, whilst I've been at King's, I've actually been studying. I've finished my nutritional therapy qualification. And I've also finished my level 3 personal training qualification. My background actually is in dance. I am a trained dancer, and I came to King's just for a bit, you know, extra work to do after graduating. And I think the fitness and health side came from dancing. It's something that I was very passionate about during my training, where I felt that there was a bit of a gap. People focus so much on aesthetics and having the energy when it comes to dancing. And I think there was just a missing link. No one really knew the right way in how to fuel your body, to feel good, and, you know, all of that. So I think for me, I was very keen to explore and educate myself so I can help others.
Okay.
And it stemmed from there. And I currently coach at a place called F45 in Croydon. I'm working on building up my client list for my personal training. I have clients who I do like meal plans for, and I give them nutritional coaching. I think I'm just a general foodie, and it stemmed from there. And I thought, well, I love food. I don't believe in restriction.
Good.
And exactly. But why would you, you know, you want to enjoy your life. And I'm like, if you want a goal and you have a goal you want to reach, that is doable with the food you like. There's no magic, you know, and it's real stuff. Like, it's going, okay, this is my goal. How am I going to get there? And that's what I'm there for, is to help people and work with them, build up a relationship and see what their body likes. Everyone's very different. So
that's true.
That's why I'm so fascinated, and I'm not done learning. I've done obviously my level 3. I'm ready to do my level 4 and just continue, because the better I can be at my job, the more I can help others.
Of course.
So yeah, it's kind of stemmed from that, and it's just grown from there, which is great. So.
And I think it's good when you're in something that you genuinely enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think with careers, and this is just my standpoint, I think you should be doing something that you're naturally good at.
Yeah.
Where you continuously want to grow,
mm-hmm.
and you're making a difference to someone or group of people or the world, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're doing that. And yeah, when we do sit in a breakfast bar, it's all we talk about, which is great. We've drawn lots of other people into it as well. So yeah, it's really good. And yeah, you've definitely had an impact on my life and just Amazing. Made sure that I'm not eating rubbish all the time, which is really good. So as you know, this podcast is all about change and transition. Yeah. And this particular season is all about career change, and as you know, it's a really difficult time for people.
Absolutely.
So you know, it could be that they're holding down a job to pay the bills and then they are trying to pursue a new career. So that's, you know, they're doing more research, they're studying part-time, they're doing work experience, and they've just got so much to do.
Yes, overwhelming. So sometimes
exactly. Yeah. And I guess health is something that's on the back burner. People don't think about it. So during this time for people, what should they be doing to stay healthy?
I think it's finding time for yourself. That is the biggest, at the end of the day, you have to look out for number one. You know, you're the only one who will, let's be honest. Mm. Give yourself that me time every week, even if it is a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, where you have a bit of time to prep for that week ahead.
Mm.
That can be whether you're doing some food prep, and that's just making, you know, more nutritious meals for your week. So you know, for example, you're not going to be running around, you've got nothing there, like that's actually going to give you energy and make you feel satisfied. You don't have to run to the shop and grab a bag of crisps or whatever. Again, nothing wrong with that in moderation, but it's so easy to get caught up in that sort of cycle because you just think, well, I never have time, when actually you have time, you just have to make that time. I often prep about 2 or 3 lunches on a Sunday ready, and then I've got a bit, I know I have a bit more time midweek to do a bit more, and that's just how I work. So stuff like that can be really helpful, and we're so fortunate now, there's so much out there you can access, even just to look, you can Google it, meal prep, you know, and some of them may be healthier than others. It just depends on your goals. Like, I don't think it should always be about aesthetic. If you can find something that's going to give you energy to get you through the job for the day, keep you satisfied, keep you alert, keep your hormone levels regulated, because that makes a huge difference to how we're going to work. Are we going to be effective in what we're doing and efficient? If you've got a brand new job as well, this is a lot of overwhelming, you know, situations. You want to be on point for when you meet your, you know, your next team or your next colleague or your next boss. So stuff like that is always key. I think one of the biggest things people forget is food. And another one, sleep. Oh my gosh, sleep is so important. I'm currently reading Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, and it's amazing. It's just learning about your body and how much we need to really look after ourselves. So I would always say, you know, you aim to get that 8 hours sleep. It can sometimes feel impossible for a lot of people, but just switch off. Like, you don't need to be on your phone all night, you know, on social media. Is it really benefiting us? Probably not anyway. You're not coming out of it feeling, you know, motivated or inspired. Let's be honest, a lot of the time you're looking at other people's lives when actually you could be focusing on yours. It's great and there's a time and a place for it, but when you've got something new, like a big change in your career, you've got other things to focus on. Another one I think is really helpful is planning your exercise for the week. You know, to stay healthy, you should be doing like a minimum of, you know, say three times a week, even if it's a 30-minute exercise. You know, people they recommend cardio, obviously weightlifting. All of this is so beneficial for your body, not only physically, but obviously it's going to help you emotionally, mentally. Everything, it links up. You know, we are all this massive like machine. You've got to keep ourselves running, and you've got to think about what's going to help us run. What's going to make us run efficiently? What's going to make us feel fit, to feel happy, to make us sleep well, again, to keep us alert? So even if you can just put in your like little diary on your phone, or if you have an actual diary, write down, okay, I'm going to schedule, I'm going to go for a walk here. Or even if it's a lunchtime walk, you know, we work in the centre of town. Like, there's no excuse to just pop out and go and get a little walk. It doesn't matter. I know it's not necessarily the freshest of air, but there are some great places you can go to, and just to have a bit of peace of mind, walking's so good for that headspace. I would say they're my key, like food, exercise, sleep, and just me time. Give yourself that time to focus for the week ahead, or reflect on the week you've just had.
Okay. You know. So yeah, I mean, you've summarized it very nicely there about the kind of things that people should be doing to stay healthy.
Yeah.
But I think that's great. So these, you know, if people are having a more positive experience with their career change, then I think that's wonderful. But what if they're really struggling? So they've applied for lots of roles and they're not getting anything, or they're changing careers because, not because they wanted to, but because of redundancy or something like that. I mean, it's really stressful. So is there anything that they could do to perhaps reduce stress that relates to their health?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think, again, it's about finding that time for yourself. Give yourself even a half an hour a day or a 10 minute a day. Even if it is, you've got a stressful situation happening, write down what are you grateful for right now. As much as job situation may not be ideal, you've left a job, for example, because of redundancy, but at the same time, there are so many people that struggle to even just get a job, their first job. You know, you've had a great experience perhaps in your previous job, right? What skills have you learned from that? Already you're developing a portfolio for the next job. You've realized, oh, hold on, I've got all of this now, I could go ahead with something else and do that. Stuff like that is, it's all about your mindset.
Okay.
Even finding time to do a bit of yoga, it's very good for stress relief. A lot of people who are not used to it might find it a bit difficult and uncomfortable, but you can even do some basic meditation. Doesn't have to be the, you know, over dramatic sort of meditation people sort of think of when you think, you know, when you hear the word. You can listen, there's an app called Headspace, and that's great. It gives you a 10 minute a day meditation, and it's literally someone just telling you to breathe, basically.
Okay.
And that can be so helpful. Thinking about your diet is very important, because in a stressful time we go for comfort food.
Yes, I'm putting my hand up right
we
now.
We all do. I do
for the cake.
Exactly.
And the chocolate.
And people can call it emotional eating, but essentially we all eat emotion at every emotion. If you're happy, are you going to treat yourself or something? Yep. Most likely. If you're sad, what are you going to have? Probably something that's quick and easy, and it's going to be sweet, or, you know, something that's going to satisfy you, or what you think will satisfy you. Or if you're having an occasion, you're going to go eat something maybe perhaps not in your normal sort of regime. It's homing down on the foods that you know are actually going to make you feel better. Ideally, that's whole foods. Whole foods are always going to win at the end of the day. Reducing your amount of processed food is going to help. It's going to balance out the hormones, so you're going to feel better about it. Reducing stuff like caffeine can be a huge one. Some people really struggle because they have a lot of caffeine.
Yes.
But, you know, when you're having a lot of caffeine, as well as even just a lot of sugar, your blood pressure is going through the roof, you know, and that's not going to help you when you're in a stressful situation, you know.
Not
so even
all.
If it's just opting for, okay, go for some water. People may find it boring. There are so many things you can add to your water to make it more interesting. I think go for something whole, even just like wholesome food. Make your own dinner. Like, you can find time. You can find a 10-minute, 15-minute recipe for anything.
So yeah, I wanna talk about recipes a bit, because as you mentioned earlier, you are really into recipes and food.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of the stuff you've put on Instagram.
Yeah.
What kind of things could people eat?
It's just anything for me, I think, is quick food. People will like something quick.
Yeah.
Some people who love cooking, great. They want to stand there and they can do all their cooking for half an hour, whatever. But reality is, when you've got a 9-to-5 job and you come home, you're stressed, or you've got a lot on your plate, you want something quick and easy. It's going to fill you up, but you want it to be like nutritionally beneficial to you. Blunder there. So I always think of it personally, plant-based is a great way of, you know, implementing a healthier diet. Think about all your vegetables or your fruit. They provide so many incredible benefits to you. And there's so many things they can give you, honestly. If you just think about, right, okay, say, for example, you like a curry. A lot of people do like a curry.
I like a curry.
Exactly. A lot of people typically go for a takeaway curry.
No.
So I prefer making my own. Because, one, you have more control of what you're going to actually put in that.
True.
And you can put all your favourite stuff in it, you know, it doesn't, you're not going to feel sluggish afterwards, you're not going to feel sick, because obviously they haven't, you know, you're not putting all this sort of extra chemicals you don't need. I mean, for example, a typical curry for me on a midweek would be, for example, sweet potato and chickpea curry. So easy to make, so nutritious, filling, it's got all the fiber benefits, it's got everything you need, and you know you're not stuffing yourself with something what people would say as, you know, a naughty treat or anything like that. Actually, you're just feeding yourself great food.
Yeah.
And that could be literally half a tin of tomatoes, half a tin of chickpeas, about half a large sweet potato in chunks. I then add my spices, let that all simmer for about probably 20 minutes, add some, you know, lovely basmati rice, and it's done. And stuff like that is so much quicker than people think. I think it sounds longer.
It does.
Because you think, oh, the spices and all of that. Actually, they don't take long at all. Get yourself a good spice rack. I got one from Groupon for like £25. It had every spice on it. And all you do is just look, okay, that one, need that, bit of cumin, bit of coriander, great. And you've made yourself a delicious meal that's going to be better for you. You know exactly what's in it.
Yeah, and I can definitely testify and say that, you know, at first I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be awful.
Yeah.
But actually, I've managed to find some really good things.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it now. So it's become part of my lifestyle. So.
That's what it is. It's a lifestyle change.
Yes.
That I think people sometimes don't know how to... It's just starting it, I think. That's usually the first thing. And once you've got into it, you'll have moments where you go, you know what, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Just because someone else likes...
There's so many things I haven't liked. It just wasn't great. But there are so many things I have liked.
Yeah. And I think, like, for example, for a lot of my clients, I ask them in the questionnaire, tell me all of your favourite foods. And I don't judge anyone. You can tell me your favourite foods are crisps and chocolate. That's fine. And I will help implement even those sort of foods into their diet. But just knowing how much to have is the main thing. Mm. At the end of the day, if you, for example, want to lose some weight, it's a calorie deficit. There is no such thing as a fasting food or one bad food or one good food. Calories are calories. If you really wanted to, you could probably eat a diet of chocolate. But let's be honest with you, you probably have one bar of chocolate for the whole day. It's not going to really serve you much, you know.
It's not something I'd be doing.
Exactly. Anyway. And why not feed yourself with something better?
Mm.
It's going to make you feel good. It has such a great effect on not only, you know, the physical side of it, but emotionally and psychologically, you're going to feel so much better. What's your favourite? What do you enjoy?
Mm.
Don't try and make yourself eat a kale salad every day.
I don't like kale. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly.
Just because the next person
eats kale doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
Just because they think it's healthy doesn't mean you should. There's healthy, it can be on different terms for a lot of people. And I think that's what's important is it's finding your healthy. So, yeah, that would be one of my biggest things is start with what you like. Don't bother trying to switch up too much because it's a shock to your body already. That's stress.
And okay, so we've spoken a bit about food and the kind of things people should be looking to eat, so we know it's not what people think. So it's about changing their mindset on food, and eventually hopefully people will grow to like eating healthily. And this is a really good way to take care of your body. And I think if you have taken care of your body, then I think it makes the job search easier.
I think
your mood is better. And I remember when I was, you know, even though, okay, so my career transition was negative in some respects because it was difficult for me, but then when I finally did get the job and I was really happy, I was gaining even more weight.
Exactly.
So I think sometimes it's not just about the negative things that happen to you.
No.
But also positive things can make you gain weight too.
Of course they can. Because you're celebrating for however long and, you know.
Trust me, I gained a lot of weight. My goodness. And that is when we started speaking about, what can I do here?
Exactly. But I think for some people, you know, being a certain weight is an issue. But you've got to look at the deep-rooted part of it now.
Yes.
Why is that an issue for you? Is it because you're comparing yourself to your previous self? Or, you know, when you were maybe not in a great state, maybe when you were actually in a more negative state, were you actually nourishing your body?
That's what it is. And I think for me, it was a discipline thing.
Perhaps.
So everybody, I love cake.
I mean, it's who doesn't?
That's true. But I think I have a bit of a problem. I really like it. So I realised that what I needed to do was just be disciplined and say, you know what, I will have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a treat.
Yeah.
I can't have it every single day. So I think, food is definitely an important thing.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sure you enjoyed our conversation and hopefully learned something from our experiences. In the next episode, we'll be talking about simple ways to exercise and how to remain consistent. You don't want to miss it. Now, before you go, why not visit me on Instagram? It's at they don't tell you, no apostrophe. Tell me what you'd like to know and when it comes to making changes in your life, and I'll do my best to help you. I'll catch you on the next episode.